Hey folks, welcome back to the Newsprint Commando. Amazing Comics time this week. X-Mutants issue number 4, published on or about March of 1987. Now, if you want to get in touch, you can hit up Teal Productions, Teal Like the Color, on Blue Sky, Twitter, or Facebook. On Twitter, you can also try NewsP Commando. I usually run around there on occasion as well. IamIndieMan@gmail.com is the email address, and comicbooknoise.com/TNCTangoNovemberCharlie is the website. This is scripted for us by David Lawrence, penciled by Ron Lim, inked by Tim DeZahn, and lettered by Bob Pinea. On the cover, full color cover, although the insides are black and white. Quasi color on the back cover. We see all five of our X-Mutants, Aaron, Vicky, Angela, Lorelei, and Belushi. They appear to be in the lab, probably from whence they came, because we kind of see some capsules here in the background that are busted up, which would have been the capsules that Doc Kugat used to cure them of their mutation, or at least revert them back to a more human form from the mutated individuals that they were. As is the majority of the rest of the world at this time, several generations past a nuclear holocaust. At the bottom of the cover, like reaching out from off camera, is the hand of that ooey gooey messed up mutant-y quasi-human giant baby that Kugat was having to deal with last issue. Inside front cover is a letter from Amazing Comics telling us about the new book, New Humans, that's getting ready to come out. I'll get into that probably a little bit at the end of the book here. Amazing Comics premieres, which will have a Ninja Bots story in it. The Sunrunners, Damon Mask, Figments. Then the next Amazing Comics premieres will have a Jack Frost story. Wabbit, Wampage. Those are the words. I'm speaking clearly. It's just W's for both of those. Kamikaze Cat. And the Sunrunners Christmas special. It talks about all of those individual books coming out over the next little bit. And we open the story here with our five X-Mutants in the now torn-up lab, which was torn up because Dr. Kugat took in that baby that appeared human but was very mutant, and the baby grew to enormous size and went on a rampage attempting to communicate with the doc, and he continued to run from it. So the baby continued to try to get close to the doc to communicate, and the doc kept trying to stay away from it. So between the two, they just tore up most of the lab, most of the underground complex where the doc was at, until finally they got out into the light of day, which is basically where this story is going to pick up. We also have a little interlude here that shows up a couple times again in the story. There's a cat, just a beat up small kitten that Belushi takes up and is petting on. Then all of a sudden, Zach comes running in telling them, hey, you know, this Dr. Kugat guy that you're looking for, you probably need to come out here and check out what's about to happen to him. It's probably something that you want to try to work with. Belushi puts the cat down, and we see the cat one panel kind of looking at him, and then in the next panel on the next page, kind of following after them. We go outside where Fred is marching Dr. Kugat up to be executed. Kugat is being stoned and hit with vegetables and all this other stuff by the people watching. The awesome baby here taking up the rear with a couple guards on either side of the dock. They get the doc to kneel, and just as Fred is about to deliver the decapitating blow, Belushi is shown to throw a sword that goes through one of Fred's hands. Fred's hands, and so diverts his decapitating stroke that he ends up spearing through with the sword one of the guards there standing by. Belushi is approaching on a car hood being driven by Aaron down the street, coming up to the gallows here, although it's not hanging gallows, so it's, I guess, the execution pier or whatever you want to call this stage, whatever. Next is a two-page spread of that car with the New Mutants, Aaron driving with the X-Mutants, excuse me. And I apologize if I do that a lot. New Mutants, I'm a big X fan, so New Mutants kind of stays forefront when I'm talking about comic books. I thought I've been doing a good job, but I don't remember. X-Mutants is the name of this book. New Mutants is Marvel. I don't believe I have ever talked about that book on a podcast. So I've read them, but I've never talked about them. Okay. X-Mutants, two-page spread. This page is, what is this? Four and five. Car rushing down a hill towards the stage that Fred built to execute people on. And at this point, it happens to be Doc Cugat. In the car are our five X-Mutants, Aaron driving, Belushi outside on the hood. Riding alongside are members of the Wild Knights, Zack, and others, all rushing to try to save the professor. Deformed mutants bouncing off cars, the hood, the motorcycles being swept aside by the swords of the X-Mutants, all of this. Nicely, Ron Lim detailed buildings in the background. Good two-page spread. Chains rattling from where the Wild Knights are motorcycle riders, because they always have chains with... Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. So the car screeches to a halt, sliding perpendicular to the stage rather than coming... Or slides parallel to the stage rather than parking perpendicular. The X-Mutants jump out, everybody with different jobs. Belushi and... let's see, who is this? Vicky jump out to save the professor. Aaron continues to drive now with Angela and Lorelei in tow doing other mutant cleanup operations as they're whirling around, trying to keep the mutants back as much as they can to give the other X-Mutant members time and space to free the Doctor, defeat Fred. Now, the main thing actually that Vicky and Belushi are doing is going after Fred. Here in a moment, Angela will hop out to try to grab the professor while Aaron and Lorelei hold everybody at bay. So we see all this going on. Fred centers himself after this attempted attack on him that injured his hand, goes back at the professor, picks up another sword, and again is about to decapitate him. And again, Belushi throws another sword at Fred. This one looks like it stabs him in the leg. The professor takes the opportunity to get up and run. In running, he runs off the side of the stage, though he's not paying attention. And it's a good 10 or 12 foot fall. He's going to fall on some rubble and probably be killed. But Vicky is swinging up, grabs him, and their swinging rope breaks. They tumble to the ground, have a little back and forth here. We cut back to Lorelei, who is now trying to keep the mutants at bay with, who is this, Angela and Zack, kind of forming a half circle, trying to push the mutants back away from the stage. One of the mutants, though, runs away, thinking they're back. They're really back. I've got to tell the others, as he jumps into a manhole to go talk to whomever the others are. Belushi presses his attack on Fred, but then falters a little bit because he's sick. Fred regains the advantage, knocks him down, gloats over top of him, is about to kill him with a sword, and we get Vicky now here, who attacks Fred, slashes him, gets his attention. Belushi jumps up, gives him a swift kick to the back of the head. Vicky and Professor Cugat now are talking a little bit. She is catching him up on the fact that they're sick and they need to be healed. And he's like, well, I may be able to. We need to get back to the lab, you know, yada, yada, just kind of setting things up. We cut back now. We see Lorelei and Angela here fighting. Zack is fighting. The baby gets into the fray, picks up Zack and is about to kill him, but then decides no, throws Zack at Angela and Lorelei, knocking the three of them down. They get up to try to attack again, but the baby knocks them all out. Vicky and the professor are talking. Vicky goes to enter the fray to try to help, runs away from the doctor, and when she does, the mutant that I said went to tell others about the fact that the X-Mutants were there, comes back with several members of his horde and helps extract the professor away from this immediate danger down below the streets. They fend off some of the evil mutants and gives everybody a chance to talk. Basically, the professor finds out that 12 to 15, maybe 20 mutants are all that really follows Fred. The rest just do it to have something to do or because they're too apathetic to not do it. But they don't like or agree with Fred or believe in what he's trying to do or anything like that. So basically, what you find out is if they can get rid of Fred to quiet down the evil, let's call them mutants, that the rest of the mutants and the ex-mutants, all the quote-unquote good guys, will far outnumber the quote-unquote bad guys if you can just get rid of Fred, because he's like antagonizing everybody. So we cut back upstairs and we find that all of the mutants, ex-mutants, have been defeated. Fred is about to kill, you know, whichever one he wants to kill first. It turns out that it is going to be Vicky. And we see, I see across the street here is an old cinema. And on the marquee, it has Seven Brides for Seven Samurais, Mifune. And on that marquee, we see the little cat who is there watching that Belushi had pet there. Yeah, it's watching. So Fred goes to kill Vicky, but she kicks him in the yoni. And at that time, the professor comes up. He's trying to talk Fred down. Well, Fred won't be talked down because he's the bad guy. And he sicks the baby on the doctor. And the doctor now has come to an understanding of what is going on with the baby. And so as the baby approaches, Doc just says, no, stop. Fred yells, screaming at the baby. And the professor tells him, look, it's just a scared child. I'm sorry. At this point, he likes me better than he likes you. So he's going to do anything I ask him to do. Except maybe kill you. I don't think he'd do that, but he'll do everything else. And so Fred just goes ballistic, grabs up a sword, starts to come at the doctor, and the little kitten from atop the marquee jumps down and scratches one of the eyeballs out of Fred, giving the baby time to attack Fred because it saw that Fred was going to attack the doctor, who he has now assumed is his dada. Because he says that here. The baby attacks Fred. In doing so, breaks his neck, Fred. And Fred stabs the baby through with the sword that he's carrying. So they both end up dying in that little confrontation. Everybody stops a minute, kind of assesses. And then everybody cheers because the Wicked Witch is dead. The ex-mutants are okay. Doc walks off with them. He knows what's up with them. Takes them down to the lab. We see rear renderings of all of the naked ex-mutants, I guess, I don't know, as they're walking into those stasis tubes. And then the doctor is setting everything up, you know, and getting everything ready to try to heal them. We see the kitten here. We have some, you know, fond memory kind of words from the doc. Zach is here, and he's like, well, you know, I guess since, you know, the Scooby gang that I was hanging out with is no more, well, there's no reason for me to be around here anymore. So he starts to take off, but the doc offers him a drink. Because of the styles of the glasses, I'm going to assume it's champagne that they're drinking, but I don't know. Doc pours the kitten some re-evaporated milk that the kitten is drinking while they are celebrating. And then as they finish their celebrations, we see at the foot of the stasis tubes here that the ex-mutants are in is the little cat there sleeping. Narrator tells us, dedicated with love and respect to Catnip, my good friend for 13 years who raged against the dying of the light. You are missed, David. Next, the new humans. And I'll get to that here in just a moment. Black and white ad for the special edition X-Mutants, which is issue number 1, as published and expanded on by Amazing Comics. I believe the first of those was put out by maybe Pied Piper Comics, I think. The 2 pages of letters here, nothing stuck out at me like the letter I mentioned last episode. Black and white ad for Amazing Comics presents Ninja Bots and Amazing Comics Damon Mask. Pied Piper Press Inc. on the next page. Advert for Pied Piper graphic album Hero Alliance End of the Golden Age. The middle 2 pages were not, oh yes they were an advert for buying individual comics from Direct Comics. This next page is a follow-up advert for them buying, I guess, books not listed in the middle 2 pages. Inside back cover is an ad for Bargain Books and Collectibles of Attleboro, Massachusetts, where Kevin Jair, J-U-A-I-R-E, Jair, yeah, I'm not sure, appears daily. He is the writer of G.I. Rambot, Power Factor, and Hero Alliance, and more. I guess he must work there. And then the back cover is The New Humans and X-Mutants. Okay. At this point, from Amazing Comics, they have this little world, universe going here. X-Mutants, which are five mutants that were cured, healed of their mutantness, or regressed back to a more human-like state so that they appear to be humans. We have this upcoming book called New Humans, which is a group four humans that were intended to be sent on a space mission to try to find a cure for what was ailing humanity at the time. This was before the great atomic cataclysm, and something inadvertently happened to the four humans while they were waiting. They ended up being put in stasis, and the computer that was supposed to wake them up pre-cataclysm ended up waking them up post-cataclysm. So they are some of the few remaining true humans running around in this world. And then we have the book The Wild Knights that I have mentioned, which is a motorcycle gang of mutants and humans who just are scooting around in big amped up vehicles, and they go from place to place helping people and getting in fights, and they carry their own supplies and everything. Basically, they have their own little village on wheels that they take around with them. So those are the three books right now that I can remember. I don't think there might be a one-off here or there that also is part of this universe. But that's this little universe that Amazing Comics is putting together. I have read Wild Knights. I've read about half of the New Humans books. I'm currently going through the X-Mutants, which I read all of a long time ago, another lifetime ago. So it's most of it is brand new because my memory sucks. But so, so there we go. Next time out, let's see what we've got going. We've got, looks like the next Newsprint Commando is Elf Lord number 5 from Air Cell Comics. And then, the episode after that will be a Pacific Tuesday. And then I have scheduled the next issue number 5? Yeah, of X-Mutants. So, there we go for the next little bit from Newsprint Commando, guys. Thanks a lot for hanging out with me. I'll talk to you guys next time. Ciao.